Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for today's sermon for St. Matthias Day is a portion of the reading from Acts chapter 1, which you just heard. Peter said, "So one of the men who have accompanied us during our time with the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us. One of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And then later, "And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." Thus far the text. The mission of the church is clear. It is to be a witness to the saving work of our Lord. Before he ascended, Jesus clearly stated, "You are my witnesses." Can you think of people that you need to witness to? People you want to witness to? I think a lot about people in my neighborhood. I want to be a witness to them of the saving work of Jesus Christ. We get along well. We support one another in simple ways like shoveling snow, like helping with yard work. We take care of each other's pets when we're away. You know that if you need something, you can ask one of these neighbors and they'll do whatever they can to help. It's a good relationship. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, I want to help in the most important way that we can, be a witness to the saving work of our risen Lord. Can you think of people that you want to witness to? Think of neighbors, of family members, friends, co-workers. Today's sermon is to help us with that. It won't lay out a strategy for creating witnessing conversations, as important as that is, and there are some excellent resources in the church for doing that. No, today's sermon will focus on a text that reveals the reason for the hope that we have in Christ. It is this reason for hope that moves us to witness to others. As I think of my neighbors, my family members, people with whom I have a relationship, but I don't know that they know Jesus, I am moved by this reason for hope in Christ. I want to be a witness to them. I want them to have that same hope that I do. As you think of those people in your life right now, focus with me on that reason for hope that we want to share. Now, today, as we heard, is St. Matthias Day. And it is a surprisingly great day to focus on the reason for the hope that we have in Christ. It's also an incredibly appropriate day to focus on being a witness to that hope. Matthias, even though he's not talked about much, is a very important person in the history of the church. His being chosen as a disciple, as an apostle, completed the New Testament church. Without him, the church didn't have the numbers. More precisely, they didn't have the number. They didn't have the number 12. And that's why Matthias is chosen at this time. He makes 12 apostles. And that number signifies the church. It's in both Testaments, from the beginning all the way through to Revelation. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 disciples of Jesus. You now need 12 apostles. And so Matthias is chosen. Matthias is chosen because he met the primary qualification to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. God chose him because he met that qualification for the reason for hope that the church has in witnessing to Jesus. I'm going to ask you if you recall now from hearing the text what that is. It's pretty easy to overlook it, I think. It's only mentioned once, and not by Matthias, and he doesn't say anything. We only know what Peter says here in Acts chapter 1. Peter announced to the assembled 11 and others, and I'll quote this again, "So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And Luke goes on to write, "And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." So now there are 12. The church has her number. The church built on the foundation of the 12 eyewitnesses of Christ's earthly ministry, and most notably, his resurrection. The church is a witness to this as the reason for the hope of mankind. The reason for the hope that you want to share with your neighbors. Matthias was a chosen instrument to witness to the resurrection of Christ, but as I said, we don't have a record of his testimony, at least not in Scripture. But the other disciple mentioned here, we have a lot of what he said. And for Peter, it's all about the resurrection of Jesus. Listen to his apostolic testimony, which Peter would write in his epistles. He writes in 2 Peter, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Now, he's talking about the transfiguration, but we know that includes all of Jesus' ministry and resurrection. And he emphasizes that then in 1 Peter. In chapter 1, we read, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And then, of course, not long after the events of Matthias's own call day, if we might say that, he and Peter and the other disciples, the other eyewitnesses of the resurrection, received the gift from on high and, moved by the Holy Spirit, bore witness to the resurrection of Christ. And so Peter's words on the day of Pentecost, as recorded in Acts 2, are, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it." Yes, Peter is all about the resurrection. That's the basis for the hope of the church. So now let's go back to our own personal witnessing for a moment and take that thought with us. In 1 Peter 3, he writes, "In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you." And the apostle goes on to relay that reason for hope in the same chapter. He talks about baptism, and he says, "Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit." People need a reason for hope. In a pandemic-ravaged world where death rates are the big news, where most people know someone who has recently died, where there is no true hope, The Holy Spirit is providing new opportunities to witness to our neighbors and family members, to share the reason for the hope that we have in the resurrection of Christ. God was preparing his church for that from the beginning, in laying the foundation with Matthias and the other eyewitnesses of Christ's resurrection. And he has thus prepared you and me by giving us that testimony in his word. I always need to be a witness, don't I? But I must confess that I don't always want to. What has helped me in contemplating on this passage is seeing this simple certainty that my hope is founded upon. Remembering that delivers me from debilitating guilt. Jesus died and rose for my sins, and when we were confessing earlier today, I was not only thinking of the sins of commission, omission, but also nomission. But I don't have to look back. I can keep my hand to the plow and seeking to carry out this work because Jesus died and rose for me. And what has also helped me is looking around my neighborhood and thinking of others, thinking what it is like for friends who don't have this hope. Yes, I have people I need to witness to, and on this St. Matthias Day, I want to. God be praised. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.